Friends, I wanted to share an audio clip with you that I found earlier today. I've been wanting to share it all day today, but I just got back from a long evening gig. I was shooting behind the scenes photos for a play here in the cities, and I got back and I was just going to sit down and record this. I'm thinking about, oh, okay, I mean, how can I express, how can I share this in this audio clip of advice, some of the freaking greatest advice I've heard in a long time, cut and dry for anybody that's creating things and is hoping for someone else to hire them to continue to do what they're passionate about, something you've been focusing on for a long time in your life. I want someone to hire me as a musician or whatever. You're waiting for that opportunity in your life. Here's the deal. I'm just gonna be straight with you right now. I was sitting here. I'm back in my studio, and I all of a sudden realized, why am I trying to think about what I'm gonna say before this? I realized, oh, I'm such a freaking bullshitter. I'm trying to figure out a way that I can talk about how I'm great at this. And this is something I've had figured out. And I wanted to share it with you so that it would help you. And, you know, even though this audio clip and this advice isn't coming from me because I'm sharing it with you and I'm saying I'm good at that, that you will maybe subconsciously assume that this is just coming from me because I'm freaking brilliant. Like, I'm gonna position myself with that. All right, here's the deal. This is something that I've spent a lot of years of my life being total shit at. I have, and here's my example. I don't know how to position the storytelling of today's episode. Do I play the audio right here and then talk about it so you have a little bit of context? Yeah, okay, maybe that's what I'll do. This is Jason Alexander. You probably know him best from his time playing George Costanza. George Costanza in Seinfeld. And this is his advice to actors right now. But listen, here's, again, I know I'm freaking saying this way too much. Curious endeavor we call life, living a curious life. I think one of the skills is learning to learn metaphorically. Just let your brain erase the word actor or acting and all that stuff and just fill in the blank with whatever the crap you're doing, however you view yourself, whatever you're putting out in the world right now.
If you really want to be in our business, the business of being an actor, the days of thinking only as an actor are probably over. The most frustrated actors I know are the ones that are waiting for someone to give them the gig. You must make the gig. You must get the writers. You must get the directors. You must get the designers. You must get, if you're going to do it on film, you must get the cinematographers and everybody that makes filmed storytelling happen. If you're doing it on stage, you need those kinds of designers. You build your companies, you build your support systems, and you go out and make stuff. You hire yourself. And if what you're doing is good, you will A, make a living, you will B, be very happy, and C, somebody may just see it and give you an opportunity you couldn't create for yourself. But to sit there and wait for someone to give you the chance happens every day, and there's success stories every day. But the likelihood is you're going to watch the calendar pages turn waiting for that opportunity because you didn't make it yourself. And the tools to make stuff now are available to everybody. You could make a movie on your phone.
I freaking love that. And that hits home for me. Like, in such a serious way that I cannot position myself with you and be honest while saying, oh, I'm great at this. You know, I've made stuff happen for my life. No, the past 4 years of my life, I've made shit happen for myself and started things. This podcast is a great example of that. But I've spent a ton of time in my life being horrible at this, specifically as a bass player. Like, I want an opportunity to play great music with people that are creative and I can connect with. And so what do? I sit on my freaking hands and I just wait for someone else to ask me to play music and cross my fingers that's an enjoyable experience and fills in the gap of everything I need in my life. No, this is something I'm learning about right now. All right. I hope wherever you're at, you are not just waiting there. Yeah. Way easier said than done, but I think it's important.
Rob Morgan is an internationally touring bassist on a journey to discover what it means to live a curious life. At thecuriouspod.com, you'll find an archive of conversations recorded all over the world, a map of recording locations, a weekly newsletter, and official podcast merchandise. Rob is recording a daily podcast where he's sharing insights into the creative journey and the secrets to living a curious life that he's discovered from over a decade of traveling the world with music. We here at Curious Endeavors have told him this is probably a mistake and he's an idiot to attempt it, but he won't budge, so that's where we're currently at. We hope you'll enjoy.
Meow.